In recent months, the political news from Israel and the Palestinian territories has been dominated by controversial moves by Israel. From Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's proposal to withdraw most of the Jewish settlements from the Gaza Strip to the Israeli barrier being built in the West Bank, the Palestinian Authority has been limited to protests and demands for international intervention. Amid continuing violence, prospects for a resumption of peace talks remain grim. Israel's government refuses to talk with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Some Palestinians fear that as their government gets shoved to the margins, their hopes for an independent state may go with it. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
As Palestinians gathered Monday in Ramallah's city center for another demonstration against the Israeli barrier going up in the West Bank, there was enthusiastic support for speeches by Palestinian Authority leaders. But a number of people in the crowd were far from enthusiastic about the Palestinian Authority itself, saying it's all but vanished from daily life. Floreed, who didn't give his last name, smiled when asked whether there was any part of his life in which he felt the presence of the Palestinian Authority.
Presence? No, it's not so much because of the situation, political situation, you know, the restrictions and political situation. No development, no security, nothing.
Almost daily, Palestinians read accounts of internecine power struggles among their leaders. Palestinian journalists complain that they're harassed when they report anything critical of the old guard that runs the authority. There are also tales of chronic frustration among younger lawmakers and activists who are pressing for reforms and new elections. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Kadura Faris says the condition of the Palestinian Authority, once the symbol of Palestinian economic and political independence, is, in his words, very bad.
And the thing is that now the national authority is nearly bankrupt. And the second issue, which is the political issue, it first came here by giving the Palestinians the hope of establishing a Palestinian state. But with this wall around the West Bank and Gaza, there's not going to be a Palestinian state. So it's going to be nearly now political bankrupt.
Despite all the problems, the Palestinian Authority still has its defenders. Some Palestinians say the recent stories about power struggles and even gunfights between Palestinian security services aren't that unusual and could even be a sign that the reformers are making progress. But Faris says unless Israel stops building its barrier in the West Bank and resumes negotiations on implementing the U.S.-backed roadmap for Mideast peace, the Palestinian Authority will continue to crumble, and its very existence could be in jeopardy.
Key issue is that there is no any Palestinian vision or future because of Israeli actions on the ground concerning the wall. And I do believe that this wall might mean the end of a Palestinian national authority because they cannot do nothing.
Cabinet Minister Hassan Khatib is more optimistic. He says Arafat's Fatah movement is a large umbrella for all those groups willing to negotiate with Israel for peace and statehood, and disagreements and clashes are to be expected. If there's a critical event, he says, such as an Israeli pullout from the Gaza Strip, Fatah will pull itself together and reassert control. Palestinians want any such pullout to be part of a negotiated agreement, but Israeli officials have made it clear that such talks are impossible unless a new Palestinian leadership emerges and begins to dismantle the terrorist groups behind the suicide bombings and shooting attacks. The current Israeli government takes a dim view of Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Correa. In an interview with an Israeli paper published yesterday, Ariel Sharon said Korea's government, quote, is a government of murder and lies. It will be impossible, he said, to reach any agreement with this government. Korea called Sharon's comments totally unacceptable. Analysts are now wondering if a planned-for meeting between Sharon and Korea will occur anytime soon. Khatib says in his view, unless such a meeting could lead to real changes on the ground, it's not worth the effort.
Because Sharon is in difficulties internally and externally, so he wants this meeting to be like a photo opportunity. But if this meeting is not going to come up with anything practical that can make life easier for the Palestinian peoples, then why the hell should we have this meeting?
Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.